From GPB News in Atlanta, I'm Leah Fleming. Atlanta is home to a number of big-time musical artists, including College Park's very own 2 Chainz. You may know him for songs like this.
Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing.
But besides his music, 2 Chainz has a little-known passion for food. He's the author of the cookbook, Hashtag Mealtime. And this week, he's opening up a new restaurant in Atlanta. It's called Escobar. We stopped by the eatery before the grand opening and spoke with executive chef Defon Robinson, who said he was caught off guard when he first heard about the rapper's new restaurant.
I was a bit taken aback, you know. I'm always humbled by every opportunity that I get. Mm-hmm. And every time someone asks and requests for me to come and hang out or me to come and cook, I'm like, you sure they were talking about me? And so she was like, yeah, we want you there. I was like, okay, cool. It's always fun.
Yeah. Were you surprised that 2 Chainz is a foodie himself? He enjoys cooking.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And meeting him and hearing feedback about what he thinks about food and the types of foods that he wanted on the menu, it was very interesting. It's something I didn't consider.
What are some of the things that you enjoy cooking that are on this menu? I noticed something that I saw that I enjoyed, and that's the collard green spring rolls.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I've never heard of this.
Collard green spring rolls are definitely a labor of love because collard greens are what I consider a labor of love. Smoked turkey necks, fresh, locally sourced collard greens. We take those and braise those down for about 3 or 4 hours. And then we roll them up in our spring rolls and serve them with a nice chili sauce.
That sounds so good. Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you come to cooking?
I have to give my mother the credit. As a child, I always was chasing my mother's apron strings in this case. Mm-hmm. And everything she did, I emulated. She taught us how to cook as children. My entire family actually knows how to cook, brothers and sisters. And I always told my parents I wanted to be a chef. I want to be a chef. And so I actually went to Morehouse College, and my parents was like, no, you're going to be a doctor. So I ventured on that pathway and went to Indiana University for PhD studies in molecular biology and genetics, and ended up with a career in pharmaceuticals. However, although I was really successful at that, I had to come back to my true passion. So I resigned from that career about 10 years ago and started working in the culinary world, and it brings me to where I am today.
Does food kind of emulate music, do you think, when you think about cooking and preparing?
Absolutely. Food is one of those things, like music, that takes you to a sense of time and place. You can eat a particular sweet potato pie, and it takes you back to your grandmother's house when you were 12 years old or 5 or 6 years old. So it's very, very influential in creating those hallmark moments in our lives.
So 2 Chainz is not the first one to open up a restaurant, the first entertainer. We have seen a number of restaurants. T.I. has done it.
Yes.
P. Diddy or Puffy, whichever name he's referred to these days, he's done it with a very famous Justin's, which is now closed. What will be the key to your success in being here in this community?
I think it's just about the approach. We're not overthinking the menu here. We're providing nice, good slow food, and I'm always mentioning slow food because it goes into, we're making our own sauces here in-house. We're not outsourcing them, so we're able to control the quality of the product that the guests are being served. With that, we're giving really good pricing with the food products that we have on the menu as well. And we're bringing a new experience. We're going to call it the new Peter Street. We want to have something that's a little different that's not offered here on Peter Street, and we are the start of the new Peter Street.
The new Peter Street. For those who are not familiar with this community, tell us a little bit about it, about Peter Street in this community.
Peter Street is a really nice artsy area here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's somewhat similar to the Little Five Points area, but it's right downtown, right next to the Georgia Dome, where a lot of community growth is going on. There's been a lot of building up of the community, a lot of local markets, a lot of local restaurants that are in the area as well. Also some great restaurants as well. But here at the start of Peter Street, at Peters and Walker, 327 Peter Street, you have Escobar, which we're gonna be the champions for food and service.
All right, did 2 Chainz get in the kitchen with you? Has he been in the kitchen with you yet?
He's been by the kitchen. He has been by the kitchen.
Can he cook? Does he have skills?
I haven't seen the cooking skills yet.
Okay.
But I will stay tuned for that.
Okay. What is your favorite thing on this menu that we have to try if you come?
But definitely one of my signature dishes will be my mustard brown sugar salmon. It's my signature glaze with coarse mustard seed, mm-hmm. brown sugar, and it's going to be served with our salmon. And I do a really nice saffron orzo pasta and spinach.
And for the music, are we going to hear 2 Chainz playing in the background?
You're definitely going to hear some 2 Chainz playing in the background, of course.
All right. Well, thank you so much for inviting us in.
It was a pleasure.
That was Chef Defon Robinson of Escobar. The restaurant held its grand opening this week, including a special appearance by the owner himself, 2 Chainz. This is GPB.